You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh. Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. It's January 2nd, 2020, somehow. It sounds ridiculous. And we're going into a new year. 2019 was a beautiful one for me as a parent with a new kid. It was a tough one for me as an artist, as someone who's, because of our choice to have a family, is dealing with an intense day job right now. So that was very challenging. But I have a lot of hope for the new year. I want to find a lot of joy this year. I feel like sometimes I don't let myself enjoy the good things in the moment. I'm focusing on the bad. So I'm going to try to deal with that habit. And hopefully it's a year where we all put in a lot of work and we overcome terrible political forces in our country. So a lot of fingers crossed for this year. I'm excited about being a part of the Broadway Podcast Network this year. I'm going to do a live episode at BroadwayCon on January 25th with Monik Choksi, who was one of my very early guests on the podcast. He's a dear friend of mine, and he's going to be the first repeat guest. So I think it'll be live streaming. I'll learn more about it this month. I think it'll be live streaming, and then I'm going to put it out hopefully as my 150th episode as well. So leading up to the 25th, I'm going to put out a couple mini episodes, and then after that live episode, continue on with new guests into the new year. So look forward to that. Today I wanted to share with you something written by the author Neil Gaiman. He posts New Year's thoughts on his blog, which you can find at journal.neilgaiman.com. He does this every year, and I hadn't really been aware of it, and I saw some people quoting them on Instagram, and there's some really poignant things that he's written in the past, but this one is what he wrote this year, 2019, and it has to do with refugees, has to do with his thoughts on the new year, and I wanted to share it here. So he says, "I'm in Australia. It's New Year's Eve here already, and the world is burning, or at least parts of Australia are. I ought to be in Woodford at the festival, but I'm not. I'm in Melbourne, convalescing with flu and bronchitis. The last time I got sick like this was 3 years ago, landing in Queensland on my way to Woodford Festival, which I also missed because I was ill. I'm starting to suspect it's actually long-haul plane flights I'm not good at. I've written so many New Year's wishes here. I think today I'll put something else up instead. Here in Australia, bushfires are forcing people into the sea, forcing towns to be evacuated. There's loss of life, human and animal, loss of property too. Meanwhile, in the Northern Hemisphere, it's winter, and it's going to be a hard winter for a lot of people. A month ago, I wrote a poem. This poem began with asking people on Twitter what warmth made them think of. Thousands of people replied, I was planning to write a story, but a poem felt a better way of including all the different thoughts and points of view and memories. And I read their responses and then wrote this. What you need to be warm. A baked potato of a winter's night to wrap your hands around or burn your mouth. A blanket knitted by your mother's cunning fingers or your grandmother's. A smile, a touch, trust as you walk in from the snow or return to it. The tips of your ears pricked pink and frozen. The tink, tink, tink of iron radiators waking in an old house. to surface from dreams in a bed burrowed beneath blankets and comforters. The change of state from cold to warm is all that matters, and you think, just one more minute snuggled here before you face the chill. Just one. Places we slept as children. They warm us in the memory. We travel to an inside from the outside, to the orange flames of the fireplace or the wood burning in the stove. Breath. Ice on the inside of windows to be scratched off with a fingernail, melted with a whole hand. Frost on the ground that stays in the shadows, waiting for us. Wear a scarf, wear a coat, wear a sweater, wear socks, wear thick gloves. An infant as she sleeps between us, a tumble of dogs, a kindle of cats and kittens. Come inside, you're safe now. A kettle boiling on the stove. Your family or friends are there, they smile. Cocoa or chocolate, tea or coffee, soup or toddy, what you know you need. A heat exchange. They give it to you, you take the mug and start to thaw. While outside, for some of us, the journey began as we walked away from our grandparents' houses, away from the places we knew as children. Changes of state and state and state, to stumble across a stony desert or to brave the deep waters, while food and friends, home, a bed, even a blanket become just memories. Sometimes it only takes a stranger in a dark place to hold out a badly knitted scarf, to offer a kind word to say we have the right to be here, to make us warm in the coldest season. You have the right to be here. He says, I wrote it for a UNHCR who had it made into a scarf. We did it to raise awareness of the plight of Syrian refugees who are facing winter and need help. For UNHCR's winter emergency appeal. There's a website, www.unhcr.org/below-zero. Go and look. It's a warm scarf, too. And I hope in the year to come you won't burn. And I hope you won't freeze. I hope you and your family will be safe and walk freely in the world, and that the place you live, if you have one, will be there when you get back. I hope that for all of us in the year ahead, kindness will prevail, and that gentleness and humanity and forgiveness will be there for us if and when we need them. And may your new year be happy, and may you be happy in it. I hope you make something in the year to come you've always dreamed of making and didn't know if you could or not. But I bet you can, and I'm sure you will. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. If you find these conversations valuable to your life as an artist and would like to support the ongoing production of The Compass, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/thecompasspodcast. Pledges start at as little as $1 a month. Anything you can give would be greatly appreciated. Also, if you have a moment, please rate or review in iTunes. Every little bit helps other listeners to find the podcast. Check out The Compass Podcast on BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com. and thecompasspodcast.com. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brandon Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.